y'all tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the official league podcast. Welcome back again. Week 6 is coming up. Week 5 in the books. I'm the greatest prognosticator alive, KZ, and this is my co-host, Mike Miller, the fantasy killer, who's always on a bye week. And I'm dubbing him now the puppeteer as well. He's laid out the groundwork for many a bad trade or a start or a non-start, and he's absolutely messed with Launchpad's mind with the Hoyer situation.
He should just not have listened to me. He should have just started Eli. I mean, I can't think of a better situation if you're trying to lose than to start Eli with literally no wide receivers at Denver.
He's got one guy I know of.
And the only reason we know this guy is we're Giants fans and we play Dynasty football.
Had he just been on another team that I don't watch every week, I wouldn't know who Roger Lewis is.
Do you know who the second and third receivers are going to be this week?
Some guy named Hill, I think. And I imagine Ingram is still on the squad.
Yeah. Although Ingram, weirdly, last week, even though they lost everyone in the world, Ingram still got like 4 targets.
Hey, look, man.
I don't know what that was about.
You know what?
You'd think they'd use him more.
The tight end is a silly position when it comes to in general. It's like you're a rookie. We don't want to just throw the ball to you every time, no matter how.
I would just line him up a wide receiver this week. Who the fuck else do they have? Put that Rhett Ellison guy they signed from the Vikings for like $1 billion in at tight end because he's the greatest blocker alive. And God knows we need the help on the line. Put him in at tight end and put Ingram in at the slot.
Now, I agree with you. Well, you know what? Don't play anybody. I want that first pick now.
Play anyone. They're going to play someone. It doesn't matter. They're still going
to
lose.
You know what's really rough? Besides Ingram, there's no real like looking to the future because if you don't have any future guys, it's all guys we would be to win now with, you know? Yeah. Like our defense or, you know, these aren't like rookies. Eli Apple, crap.
Landon Collins is the only other guy.
He's still second, third year?
Yeah, I think it's third year, I think.
All right, but he's a defensive player, so it's like how awesome is that going to be to watch? You know, it's like, you know he's good.
Yeah.
So whatever. The rest of them, it's like, who are you really watching now? You're watching Ingram.
They're
going to
blow the whole thing up. It's over.
This team is over. The Marshall experiment is over with.
Marshall experiment. The entire team needs to fucking go.
Now, you blame Eli for getting Odell Beckham hurt.
Twice.
Now, give Eli a break here because he's on the run with that offensive line.
I don't care. If he didn't throw the ball 35 feet over Odell's head twice, Odell wouldn't have had to jump out of his goddamn shoes twice and come down and land on his ankle wrong twice.
Look, it's not Eli's fault. Look at Cam Newton.
It's not Eli's fault. He's been throwing the ball over guys' heads his entire career.
Look, man, he's 2 Super Bowls, bro. Like, he gets a pass in my book.
That's fine. I'm over it. What have you done for me lately?
The era of Eli is coming to an end. He looks old. He kind of looks like Murtaugh, you know, from the Lethal Weapon movies. He's just like too old for this shit. And the fact that, him versus Philip Rivers, who's in the same exact situation on the West Coast, is sad. It's like two once great quarterbacks. They're just playing out the careers at this point, you know. And everyone thought both teams were going to be pretty good this year, pretty solid. And they both are going to be tops in the draft.
Okay. Don't lie to me. Who would you rather have right now?
Eli Manning. At least he did something. At least he's done something.
No. Who would you rather have right now? Not for the past. If you could just switch bodies with them right now, who would you rather have?
Dude, Philip Rivers, what has he
done
lately?
Rivers is still playing good football.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Stop it.
He is.
Philip Rivers is whack, too.
I'm not saying he's great, but he's playing way better than Eli currently.
All right. I'm not having that. Look, Eli Manning, you're not going to get me to turn my back on Eli Manning. It's just two Super Bowls, man. 2 Super Bowls. Philip Rivers, all he's done has been a dick face in the NFL.
Oh, he's a huge dick face.
And I'm not promoting dick faces. You know, that's not my priority or prerogative. And I'll keep my man number 10, Eli Manning, until the day he retires. All right.
See, I actually as a fan of Eli. It pains me to see him like this. So for his own good and for my memories of him, I want him gone.
Well, I think next year might be his last year.
ASAP as possible. Yeah, I mean, I think they'll draft the quarterback and they'll probably
give him a year and half a year.
Groom. They'll Kurt Warner Eli like Eli did Kurt Warner.
Well, but I think it's he's 40
Eli,
years
except
old.
Except Eli's not going to go to another team after this and crush it for like 3 years.
Well, unless they give him a contract. But I don't think anyone's desperate for Eli. I think Eli has played his best NFL.
I got to say, I wouldn't be shocked if they got rid of him if he went on a 1-year deal at Jacksonville with Tom Coughlin. With that defense and took a shot at it. If Jacksonville doesn't think, because Bortles is gone there, And if Jacksonville either doesn't draft a guy or sign a free agent or someone who's ready and they need a bridge gap, it wouldn't shock
you
me.
You see, that would be sexy for Jacksonville because you're getting a guy who's only going to give you, you know, short term, one year.
I think it'd be a good fit.
I think it'd be a great fit. You probably give him, what, like a couple million? He's just going there for the ring because they have everything but a quarterback in Jacksonville.
Correct.
That, first of all, can we talk about Fournette? That guy's the nastiest running back in the NFL, man. When he stiff-armed a dude to the ground and then
He motioned to a guy to come over and try to tackle him just so he could push him down too.
Right there, that's the most ballerist move I've ever seen in the
He's
NFL.
A fucking throwback, man. He's not like one of these like scat backs. He's not like a Christian McCaffrey like satellite dude. He is wants to punish people.
I think you said it last week, the week before, where like he's the only guy in the NFL right now that defenders will look at and they're like shook. They're like, oh, I gotta tackle this guy. Oh my god,
I'm over it.
He's kind of like almost like a more athletic more spectacular Marshawn Lynch because he's like, I think he's got a better skill set. Marshawn Lynch was just a power back that was super hard to take down. Well, this guy could catch.
He's incredibly well-rounded. Like, people gave him a little shit because his combine numbers weren't that great. And they're like, oh, he ran like a 4.56 or something like that.
The combine doesn't mean all that much.
Not only, but if you dig into the numbers, he ran a 4.56 at like 265 pounds.
That's a
his speed adjusted score, like this calculation these fucking nerds do, is like he was like 95th percentile. Like, sure, he might not be the absolute fastest guy in the world, but he's a fucking brick house. So the fact that he is that fast is insane.
Yeah, he's running the 4.54 at 260, though.
I mean, how do you look at that 90-yard touchdown run last week? Did his speed look okay?
There was not even a Steeler in the screen. Like, you know, he blew through the line, and then they were just like,
we're over it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it was demoralizing having Jacksonville run back two or three touchdowns on you. That was a rough one. But before we get into this week, I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to address somebody changed his team name after I made fun of it. And it is now Cole, quotation marks, me down on a panty sty, my Damie, quotation marks, Beasley. Now, I know this to be a Pootie Tang reference. But again, I think this is a terrible name for a team.
It's amazing because it's like one of these things where like, we shit on Cheese for his team name, and we're like, in hopes that this would prompt him to change it. Mm-hmm. And it does. And never did it possibly cross our minds that it could get worse. And not only did it get worse, it got dramatically worse.
I don't get if there's a pun in there. I know that he's referencing the movie.
I think it's almost like how when he thought Ofer and more like Nofer made sense, and like he thought that was a pun, even though that didn't make sense. I think he's now taking it to the next level where he's just like, I'm going to put a quote in the middle of my team name and because that's funny. Like, it's like Family Guy humor where it's like, reference. Like, it makes no sense.
And again, Pootie Tang, I don't think it's the most quotable movie considering none of us have ever quoted it, ever.
I haven't thought about that movie since it came out.
I saw it, you know, I laughed when it came out, and I was like, I don't ever need to go back
to this. I would have enjoyed an Undercover Brother reference more.
Yeah, you know, there was a couple of funny references in that movie.
Cole, White She-Devil, Beasley, I would have been okay with that.
Again, that's funny. I would have started referring to Cole as the White She-Devil, all right? Because he's a little bitch on that, he's hard to cover. I want to say I hate your name even more.
It's dramatically worse, which is impressive. Mm-hmm.
It's impressive, Cheese. I want to say you should change your name to Cheeselino and Barnes.
I want to say you should actually not be in charge of naming your cheese your cheese anymore. I would say executive order. I think Feinberg, this is a critical issue. I think we should have a vote, and I think Cheese's name rights for his team should be taken away. Not a trade. This will not upset the balance of power or the naming rights like Herman's upset about naming rights trades. Mm-hmm. This should just be... This responsibility is too big for him, clearly, and I think it needs to be taken away from him for the good of the league.
The abuse of power that he has with his team name is ruining the league.
It physically upsets me. When I click on the league and I see that there and it's staring at me, it's upsetting.
I'm annoyed. I think it's a downer every time I look at it. Morale killer. If there is such a thing as morale, it kills it.
I agree. I mean, this is worse than kneeling for the national anthem.
Absolutely.
If the NFL is going to make a rule about that, then we need to make a rule about this.
100%. You know what? I feel that
this Feinberg is killing the league.
This is why we made you GM. You gotta step in.
Yeah. What would Goodell do?
He would fine and suspend.
Yeah.
Cheese.
He would definitely suspend Cheese, suspend all of Cheese's players, and take his naming rights away.
Yeah. 100%.
And he would require no evidence or any kind of anything by backing it to do it. He would just do it.
I say be lawless here, Feinberg. All right, so let's move into last week. Let's review
that. Are we going to address the other elephant in the room?
What's the other elephant?
Well, something happened last week.
First win for Herman?
Well, we'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened to your team last week.
Oh, what in general? I don't know. Just
you lost to Herman.
Yeah, well, that's what I just said. You were like, no.
No. Herman winning is not the... Oh. Okay, I guess Herman winning is the surprising part, but it came at your expense.
You know what? I'm in full tank mode. You know, sometimes you just got to tank harder than the next guy. I want to attribute this.
You beat Herman in his own game? Did you start the Dolphins defense?
I didn't. You know, I was sneakier than that. I started the Cardinals defense, who were washed on the low. All right, they got a good cornerback that everyone is fearing, but as a whole, they're
defense. Honey Badger, most overrated player in the league.
I want to say everyone in the Cardinals is the most overrated player in the league. I feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald that he's got to play the twilight of – he's another Eli Phillip Rivers that he's got to play the twilight of his career. If he was on a good team, like if he was a – you know, Panther or an Eagle or something like that. Like, I watched the game last night, you know. But, you know.
Just two random teams I'm throwing out there.
Or, you know.
No
Or the Patriots or something like that. A team that will, you know, has a chance to go and do something this year. I think he'd excel like crazy. I think he'd have a great season. But, again, he's on a team that lost their best asset.
I don't understand how the NFL works and trades and all this. And I know it doesn't happen and it's not as easy and it never happens like that. But why haven't Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald been traded to the Jaguars already?
Who wants Carson Palmer, man?
That would make Carson Palmer and Fitz on the Jaguars makes them instant Super Bowl contenders.
Okay, but then again, can in the cap era, can fucking the Jaguars absorb this? This is my problem.
I don't understand how any of this works. I just don't know why it hasn't happened yet. Because I'm sure Carson Palmer and Fitz aren't thrilled about playing out the fucking last year of their career on an awful team.
I'm sure they're not either, but they signed a contract. So, like, yeah. You know what? I guess. As an owner, you can't just sell your two main assets, your two main reasons for anyone to go to the game, because your stadium will be empty.
If they just traded for AP.
That's at least a big name, man. Like,
he's bringing in all the ticket sales. You don't need to worry about Carson Palmer and Fitz.
I guess, you know, he's so happy to be in Arizona. I'm like, why, bro? Like,
well, look, I think any running back who goes to play for Sean Payton is just thrilled when they get to leave.
I guess. Again, why did you acquire this guy? It's like the most unneeded thing ever.
It didn't make really any sense when it happened, and it ended in disaster, predictably.
Well, a guy who wants the ball like 30 times a game?
Not only a guy who wants the ball, but a guy who stylistically wants the ball, under center, like not a great pass catcher, is like, oh, let's go to a team that all they do is throw the ball to the running backs and all they do is run out of the shotgun. Like, yeah. What?
It was a mistake, I think, by everybody.
Yes.
Because, you know, for the Saints to offer him a contract. For him,
I mean, it wasn't a mistake for Adrian Peterson, because I think they were the only team offered him a contract, and he made like $2 or $3 million. So, hey.
Again, how is that? How does no one want, at least as a backup, you know, for $2 or $3 million, right, for 1 year?
So, I think it's exactly the reason we just saw, and what fruit was the Colin Kaepernick problem. AP is talented. AP's talented as a player in this league as a running back, as a backup running back, for sure. The problem is, are you going to get AP as a backup running back? And what are you going to do when he bitches after week one about it? He doesn't get the ball. What are you going to do when he bitches after week two when he doesn't get the ball? It's like, it's just a problem because, like, he's not comfortable being a backup. So, like, talent-wise, he could be a backup, but he doesn't want to be a backup.
Yeah, but if I was some team that just needed a running back that wasn't going to have a running back controversy, you know, like, well, obviously, like, the Arizona Cardinals now, but, like, I can't think of a team right now. The Giants. Again, well, at the beginning of the year, we were content. Like, I thought we were a contender. We looked like a good team. There's no running back controversy if he signs with us.
I agree with you.
AP and then
I agree with you. But the Giants are obsessed for whatever reason. We're obsessed with Paul Perkins for whatever reason.
That guy is terrible. Him, Gallman, and the only one's halfway decent is Darkwa, and that's only because he's comparing himself to the other two.
Correct.
Because in any other situation, you'd be like, this guy stinks too.
Yeah.
But he like, oh, he gained yards. It's like, this guy is the best. Yeah. So let's go into last week real quick. Thursday night, we were watching that game here for a little while. New England Patriots at Tampa Bay. Did you write down who? No, you didn't. I got to bring up the scores.
What are you?
The actual scores of the game.
Yeah.
You just checked who.
New England won by 5.
New England by 5. Can Tampa Bay get a kicker, man? What's the deal? Like, that guy, Nick Folk, missed like 5 scores.
I got to say, and I'm like the biggest Patriots fan alive, so this is going to come from a place of love, but how many games have the Patriots won in this dynasty era? And how many big games have they won because their opponent cannot kick a fucking field goal?
Look, man, you know what? You got to be good at all facets of the game. Like last night, they were talking about how Bill Belichick likes left-footed punters.
Okay. But are the Patriots good at making teams miss field goals against them?
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they make sure that they always have a good kicker. Like, Gostkowski, Vinatieri.
Dude, the Bucs missed a 30-yard field goal.
Look, Nick Foles stinks, bro. He's never been good, you know? He's always just been around. I don't know why he's still rostered, you know? I couldn't tell you. But, again, they would have won that game if
Patriots
that
defense looked pretty good, which has been a...
Or is Tampa Bay's offense not that great?
Tampa Bay's offense is fucking garbage.
What
about
Mike
Evans
this year?
He hasn't gotten it going. He's had a tough schedule, personal matchups, like cornerback-wise. But he hasn't been doing much. And I continue to think Winston's just fucking hot garbage. So that's not helping.
Oh, don't tell Cheese that.
He's untouchable. That's right.
Untouchable.
But the Patriots' corners and their secondary actually played well for the first time all season. So
don't worry about the Patriots. They'll be just fine. Come week, you know, 12, when they're like, you know, when they're leading their division and, you know, they're on to a bye in the playoffs and they made all the right changes, everyone won't even remember the first 4 weeks of the season when they looked like garbage on defense. It doesn't matter with the Patriots. They got the best offense in the league.
I don't disagree with you, yeah.
And then at the end of the season, watch, they'll be in the middle of the pack on defense, and then the playoffs, they'll be lights out. That's how they roll. Again, we both picked the Patriots. We got that right. Did we pick?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Did we get that right?
Yeah, we did. They won by five.
Okay, next game here, it was the game that Mike Pence walked out of? It was the Colts and the Niners. I don't blame him for walking out of that, but, I mean, not for the reasons he walked out of it for.
There's a lot of reasons to walk out of a Niners-Colts game.
The only reason that you shouldn't have was because people were kneeling. But I agreed to walk out of the Niners-Colts game, but not because of kneeling.
Also, what a douchebag move to do it on, and I hate Peyton Manning more than anyone hates anything. That was like Peyton Manning Day. Like, way to overshadow Peyton Manning Day with your stupid fucking bullshit. And Peyton Manning, by the way, is going to run for like president as a Republican. So, like, they're on the same team. I don't know what he's doing there.
Yeah, man. Again, I think that was a big highlight of that game. This is a game
the only thing anyone remembers from that game.
I remember
this game go to overtime? It did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it did. This was the coming out party for Kittle. He had a good last fourth quarter in overtime. He eventually caught the overtime touchdown. Other than that, it was like Brisket and T.Y. Hilton combined for like 150 yards with no touchdowns, and it just seemed like the Colts wanted to show that they were good, but show that they were okay, but didn't want to win the game because they were in tank mode. And same thing with the Niners. We were like, hey man, we don't want to win this either. You know, it was like the battle of the tank here, and eventually the Niners got that victory. That overtime, I thought it was going to go to a tie, man, to be honest.
I did too.
I was like, I don't think anyone's winning this shit.
I agree with you.
Again, Niners, who covered this? This was the Colts 1-3. So the Niners got it. I picked the Niners. You picked the Niners. So we both got that right. Not much more to say about this other than Kittle had a good game. We'll see what he does in the future. Next game here, the Jets and the Browns. The battle of the tank.
I've never seen a game in my life where it was so evident that these two teams were trying to tank.
I want to say that the Jets...
How many red zone turnovers were there in this game? Like six?
Dude, the Jets...
Anytime anyone got close to scoring, they're like, yo, we're way too close to scoring. Fucking turn this ball over.
The Jets' young Padawan. The Browns have been tanking. They're Jedi tanking. You're Padawan tanking. Like, you're not going to out-tank. Like I say every week, you're not going to out-tank the Browns. The one bright side in this game was Garrett looked good. Two sacks. I mean, again, it was
sick. On his first play of the game, yeah.
Yeah, he looked good. Eventually, I believe the Jets won this game. Yeah, they won by three. I picked the...
You picked the Jets. I picked the Browns.
I can't even see. I can't even find a game in here. The New York Jets. What the hell is
right at the top.
Oh, yeah, duh. All right, yeah, so I picked the Jets. I got that right. You picked the Browns. I'm off the Brown chain, bro.
I hear you, but I'm not picking the Jets on the road with a 1 point spread.
I would have. I wouldn't have against anyone but the Browns. The Browns aren't full tank, bro. The Browns are the tank.
I'm back on the Browns now. Kevin Hogan is coming to right this ship.
It's not the Hulkster, bro. It's not Hulk Hogan. It's Kevin Hogan. That team looked trashy, man. Their run game sucks. The only guy on that offense that looks any good is Njoku and Duke.
Duke Johnson. Yeah, Njoku looks like the real deal.
He's
making some sick catches.
Yeah, he's good. If Coleman ever doesn't break his hand, they might actually have a good passing attack.
Yes, you haven't even seen anything of Coleman. He can't stay on the field. Like, he's theoretically good, but like
true. another thing, I don't agree with this benching of Kaiser.
I do, 100%.
Why? Why even put him out there if you're going to bench him?
Well, I mean, it clearly wasn't the game plan. Kaiser looks overmatched. I don't think you give up on him. I think you give him a shot at some point down the future. He looks overmatched right now. I don't think it's doing any good for his development or his confidence to let him fucking sit out there and just tank every week. Like, he's playing awful. And I think he's a better player than this, and I think he will get it figured out, but he's got a little learning curve now.
I'm not a big Kaiser guy. I don't think that he's that great.
I think he's better than he's shown, for sure. I think he can be... I don't think his ceiling is Andrew Luck, but I think he can be an average top 15 serviceable quarterback.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe, again, I just don't like him. I don't know. I don't think... His offensive line's not bad.
No, his offensive line's
I think
fine.
His offense is good. He sucks.
He has no receivers, to be fair.
He's got Njoku. He's got Duke Johnson, who's a monster out of the backfield.
Okay, that's
he's
a
got,
running back and a tight end. He has no receivers. He's throwing to Ricardo Lewis, Rashard Hollywood Higgins, and... I don't know, Trice Briggs? Is that a guy? Like, who the fuck are these people?
Look, man, he's... It's not
oh,
like
the corpse of Kenny Britt, who has dropped no less than 36 passes this season.
Kenny Britt looks terrible this year. Next game, it was... Here's... Is Ben Roethlisberger done? Is he is another. Philip Rivers and Eli Manning. He looks terrible now. I don't know, like...
In fairness to Roethlisberger, he was facing the best or second best pass defense in the league, and two or three of those picks were... balls that bounced off his receivers, deflections-wise. So, I'll cut him a little bit of slack there.
Five picks, man. It was rough.
Picksonville.
Saxonville. Saxonville, honestly, if you had a quarterback...
That is the problem. This team looks so goddamn good, but they have a less than 100 yards passing every week. Like, you just cannot win like that.
No.
Not over an extended period of time. It's impossible.
Yeah, because if they would have Allen Robinson to catch like a long ball every once in a while, because like, I think that the only reason why they ever moved the ball back like a couple, like, was Allen Robinson. Man.
Yeah.
He was nasty. Yeah. But now they got Leonard Fournette, who's the truth. I think he is the absolute truth. An animal.
He's better than Zeke. He's the best running back that's come out in a long time.
Yeah, you'd have to go probably back to like...
Adrian Peterson.
AP. Yeah, that would be the... Yeah. I think he, as long as he stays healthy, he's a Hall of Famer, man. Yeah. That guy is... Because I think Zeke has a lot to do with that offensive line being that nasty. He's good.
I think Zeke is good. I would say Zeke is actually good. Not Zeke is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very, very well-rounded. He's a great pass catcher. He's a good pass blocker. He's very good. He's just not great. Fournette, especially in the situation he's in, where he's facing a stack box every time, as a rookie, Fournette is great. The only thing that's going to hold that guy back is injuries.
I like... Todd Gurley better than I like Zeke. I think if Todd Gurley was a cowboy, I think that he would be the best running back in the league.
I agree with that.
In my personal opinion, I think right now it's Todd Gurley, Fournette, and then Zeke. I think those are the top three guys. But again, you're not going wrong with any three of them. I think Zeke benefited a lot from that first year.
I agree.
That.
Well, you've seen this year. The offensive line this year has been garbage. It's 28th in the league in pass blocking. Run blocking and pass blocking. It's both bottom five.
Dak Prescott is struggling this year a bit. They're having a rough time.
Dak's actually impressed me.
Well, he was good at Mississippi State. They were never good at Mississippi State until he was there.
I didn't know anything about him in college. I don't know. He's impressed me this year. He's made plays when he needs to.
Okay, so always bet on Jacksonville on the odd weeks because
I thought it was even weeks. Odd weeks?
Odd weeks, week five.
Oh, because it was the first week. That was the first week of the season that came out of the gates like hot.
So yeah, they could be beat up on the Steelers. I picked the Jack. We both picked Jacksonville.
We were getting 8.5 points. I mean,
here was a heartbreaker for us and all Giants fans. Not because we lost, it's because we lost everybody. We lost Odell.
Heartbreaker for me and my fantasy team. Well, R.I.P. Odell.
Yeah, also in the Herman League, that ended me for sure. It's this bad all around, bad for Giants fans because at least like when we were stinking, you had Odell Beckham to at least be like, all right, well.
I think it's a good thing for Giants fans in reality.
Nah, I don't want him to get hurt, man. Like it's one thing if he had like a.
I feel like he would have been too good to let us go 0-16 or 1-15. I feel like he would have won a game or two by himself.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now you don't have that take off the table now.
Now is the era of Roger Lewis.
And I don't totally worry. I don't know. Broken bones to me is like you recover generally, I think, 100%. Like, I don't know.
You ever broke a bone?
I have not. Knock on wood.
My friend Dan broke his leg.
Yeah.
And he's all fucked up by that shit.
Fair enough. I'm going to guess he's not in the same athleticism, genetics as Odell Beckham.
He's not, but he's also not trying to fucking have 300-pound men kill him.
I would say, though, I don't know. Historically, from what my experience in fantasy sports has told me is like, you know, soft tissue injuries, things like that, like groin injuries, things like that pop up, hamstrings, things like that recur, right? Ankle sprains always recur, things like that. Torn ACLs, you got about 25% chance of re-tearing it. But like a broken bone, it breaks, it heals, it's good to go, supposedly.
I don't know, man. I mean,
Julio's broken what? How many bones in his feet?
He looks old. He's only 28 or something like that.
He misses games for like bullshit though. He doesn't miss games for like, he misses like a hamstring or a quad or some shit.
I don't know. Again, as dynamic a player as he is, you don't want him to get hurt. Like, you know,
for sure.
But it is what it is. We lose in heartbreaking fashion. Again,
I picked the game right. I told you there's no way they would win that game.
What did I pick here?
You picked the Giants like a sucker.
Thanks, Giants. You know what? Thank you, Giants, for two Super Bowls. But yeah, we're shot this year. Chargers win. Once Odell broke his leg, I was like, that's just, forget watching the rest of the job. I'm watching Red Zone the rest of the year. There's no point. There's nothing to watch. Going on now, the hype train has got to end on the Bills after that loss to the Bengals. A close one again, but AJ Green could not be covered. He was running all day on them. And then the run game with the three-headed monsters looked all right. But again, I hate the Bengals. Why are you running three guys? Just run Joe Mixon.
I don't even know if it's a three-headed monster.
Yeah,
I haven't heard. I watch a lot of Red Zone. I haven't heard Jeremy Hill's name. I heard Jeremy Hill had one run last week. And I haven't even heard Gio's name. I think it's all Mixon. I just don't think he's been doing anything. But I think he's all Mixon.
He scored a touchdown that week.
Okay. What do you have? 50 yards and a touchdown on like 20 carries?
No, he had like 30 yards and a touchdown.
On like 20 carries?
I think Gio got the ball. Gio had a bunch of yards.
Really?
I
don't own Gio anywhere, so he's not on my radar. But
well, no, I'm trying to stay away from that. The Herman League, the only time I have a Mixon. So.
Yeah, I got a Mixon share somewhere. But Bengals have looked better since they fired the OC.
Mm-hmm. You have to fire the OC. No touchdowns in two straight games. Fuck that.
I think it might have been three.
Look, Tyler Eifert, are you done in the NFL? Is that it?
I mean,
did he even play this year?
You owned him in multiple leagues.
I just owned him the one league.
Just the one?
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea. He definitely did, actually. No, he definitely played.
Because I would have started him if he would have played.
I never started him over Ertz.
The week one?
No.
I would.
Because he was questionable. He was already questionable week one. And then, like, he played a little bit, and he never did anything. I think he had, like, four passes.
He has 0 points.
Year to date?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I don't think he played, man. I think that week one he was.
Sure he played.
Well, you know what? We don't fact checks, you know, so we're going to. I'm going to say he didn't play, all right? I'm going to say for sure he didn't play. The Bengals, they won by 4. What do we got here? Bengals. I picked the Bills like an idiot, and you picked Bengals, so that was good on you. Now, here was a sad. I think the saddest game of the week, beyond the Jets and the Browns, was the Titans and the Dolphins. It looked like not they were trying to tank, but it looked like
it looked like they weren't trying to tank. It was just even worse.
Yeah, it looked like they were trying. Both teams were trying to win, and did Cutler beat your boy Flacco for 28 total yards? Because he definitely
beat the 28 yards. But like,
he was flirting with it.
How sad are the Dolphins?
How could you even, like, if there's so many ways to spend your...
Eifert on the season has 4 catches for 46 yards.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that preseason? Or was
No. That's right. All right. Yeah, regular season. So first week he had 1 catch for 4 yards. Second week he had 3 catches for 42 yards. That's it for him. That's his season.
He's fantastic when he's out there, but the guy cannot stay
he's
out
toast.
There.
The guy, it's not even like it's like a freak thing or it's like
it's his back.
It's a back injury. Every year he has like this guy's had like 4 back surgeries. Like that can't be good.
Doctor says he needs a backiatomy.
He really does.
Back to the Titans Dolphins. Honestly, there's so many ways to spend your dollar in Miami. Why would you ever go see a Dolphins game? Like,
you know, better question. There's so many ways to spend a dollar in Miami. Why would you ever sign Jay Cutler?
Well, that was because who else did you sign it?
$15 million.
I bet you somewhere Colin Kaepernick's laughing his head off. He's just like.
Go trade for Jacoby Brissett like these other idiots did. Start Matt Moore.
Matt Moore was pretty rough. They almost got him killed in the playoff game, if you remember.
I don't care. Jay Cutler, that guy cannot be on an NFL field as your team's starting quarterback. Just can't do it.
He's terrible.
He's awful.
That team has a decent receiving core with Kenny Stills, Landry, and
Devontae Parker. Yeah.
And then Carew, too. They got a bunch of guys I know of.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this total, like,
no, Cutler. I mean, I really think that team would be competitive. if it wasn't for Cutler.
But again, that wasn't their. They were thinking. They were banking on what's his name, the Treadwell, not Treadwell,
Tannehill.
Tannehill. Too bad. I mean, his wife's hot. That's the best thing I can say about Tannehill. Again, I think
that you're Tannehill. Fuck that guy. What is he? Oh, he's what? He's really rich. He's got a super hot wife. Yeah, all right. He's got that going for him. But other than that, I can't say anything good about him.
Nice weather. The Titans. What happened to all your skill position players? They all suck this year. Mariota, Murray, Rashard Matthews, Decker. I mean, I'm not going to blame the Decker and Matthews too much because
Matthews actually had a decent season. He had a bad game this last week. He didn't do anything. But he's had a pretty good season up until then.
He's got a bunch of catches, no touches.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's Rashard Matthews' game.
But what happened to Adrian Murray? Fell off a cliff.
DeMarco Murray. But fitting. I mean, might as well call him Adrian Murray. Freudian slip. Yeah. I don't know what that team's doing. They're just garbage. They're terrible. They came into the season having one of the best offenses theoretically in football, and they have been fucking terrible from the minute that the season started.
They should trade DeMarco Murray, get like a fourth round pick, and
that guy signed to a monster contract. No one's taking him.
He only got 1 year, right?
It's still like $15 million, though. Like, no one's paying $15 million.
Well, would it only be less than that
DeMarco
now, right?
Murray.
Well, right,
no, I think it's next year.
No, this is his last year.
Are you
right?
Sure?
I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Sure.
I thought it was this year's.
I thought he signed
year.
A 4-year extension when he went there.
Well, they're going to get cut because I don't think they're going to fucking, unless
yeah,
he's got a monster.
I don't know. They like him, man.
For what? He's done doing
I
anything.
I hear you. He's terrible.
I don't get. You have Derrick Henry, right? And you have this guy. Obviously, all right, he signed to a monster contract, but like, I would just cut him, man. Cut my losses at this point. Like,
I agree with you. I don't understand it.
Titans terrible.
Or use like, or if you're going to split him, go 60-40 Henry or 70-30 Henry.
Yeah.
Use DeMarco on third downs. Like.
And now you also have your rookie, your fifth overall pick. He's hurt too, Corey Davis. It's everything that could go wrong for the Titans did go wrong this year. They're going to get a high pick again.
Yeah. And I mean, you know what? I don't even feel bad for them because the only one of those things that's gone wrong because of injury is Corey Davis. Everything else, they haven't even had bad injury luck. They've been fine. They just fucking suck.
We both picked the Dolphins on this. Next game.
I think that's part of my hashtag no Titans policy, yeah. Which conflicted greatly with my hashtag no Dolphins policy.
Well, you know, eventually sometimes these teams play with each other and you're going to be hypocrite
it's
one
really
way or the
tough.
Other. Now, the coming out party, I think, of Carson Wentz here is the Eagles versus the Cardinals. I think Carson Wentz is legit. This season, outside of the one game he lost in Kansas City, he's been dynamite every game. The guy goes out there.
He's been a stud.
Do you think the Eagles are for real? I mean, that division looks pretty weak now that the Giants are
dead.
Yeah,
I think the Eagles are for real, like you said, kind of by default. The Cowboys are terrible. The Redskins are kind of okay sometimes. The Giants are the worst team in football. So, yeah, I think the Eagles are for real.
Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz.
Carson Wentz looks like a future superstar, and I have been dead wrong on him so far. So I'll eat that crow.
Last year he all he had was Zach Ertz. He wasn't thrown to anyone else. Jordan Matthews, who's kind of whack. That's it. This year, you know, they gave him Jeffrey. They gave him your boy from the Niners,
Torrey Smith.
He's also got Aguilar now. Is like a you know, he's getting a touchdown almost every game.
Yeah,
Aguilar.
Aguilar's been playing well.
Not to mention the Garrett Blount to add some like ferocity back there. He hasn't been scoring too many touchdowns, but he's doing what he's doing.
Wentz has looked like a stud. I mean, there's
absolutely. I like Carson Wentz a lot. You know, obviously because I have him. I ended up training a second round pick to Kuhn for him. Right now I'm looking pretty good. But again, I think he's got a future star in this league. Once the Rodgers and the Brady's
sneaky,
are gone.
Sneaky good athlete, too.
You know what? He's one of those guys that's hard to take down the pocket, which gives him that second chance to hit a guy, you know?
Or he can take off and run. He's got 150 rushing yards this season so far. You know, that's not nothing.
No.
It's kind of like Aaron Rodgers when he was running the ball a little bit. It's like, you know, 20-30 yards a game, it adds up.
They absolutely bitched the Cardinals. What's his name? Peterson?
I had Drew Brees on a bye in like multiple leagues, and I streamed Carson Wentz as a backup to him in multiple leagues, and I was like, three touchdowns in the first quarter. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
I'm being serious. Moving forward, you might even have a debate.
I've been hesitant to drop Wentz just in case. So I don't know.
I think we differed on this one. I picked the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Cardinals.
Team Wentz over there picked the. I was surprised when I graded that.
I
like, want to
say that we might have mixed this up. I think that I thought for sure.
Didn't you write your name on yours? And there's definitely not my handwriting.
I wrote my name after the fact. No, maybe not. I don't know.
If you look at the number above the New England, mm-hmm. whoever wrote that 3.5, that's definitely not my handwriting, and that's on your sheet. So
that's what I based this all on too.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I picked. I was so into the Philadelphia Eagles.
I was surprised when I graded it. I was like, wow, Cats picked against go against the boy.
Ah, all right. So yeah, I picked the Cardinals, and you picked
if,
the.
If you want to go back and re-listen to last week's show, if you could determine you are correct, I will give you the point back.
All right. Yeah, I'll re-listen to it. I'm actually interested to see. I'm like, did I fucking pick again? I'm talking so much shit for that team too. Next game, the Ravens versus the Carlos Raiders. The Carlos Raiders don't look too hot with EJ Manuel.
Raiders didn't even look that hot with Carr, so I mean, EJ Manuel update still terrible.
Oh, this is an afternoon game. I don't know why I went to that, but whatever.
Whatever.
So
not much to say out of that game, although the Raiders can't wait to get Derek Carr back.
Yeah, absolutely. The Ravens look back on track after two games of being just terrible. You picked the Oakland Raiders. I picked the Ravens in this.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
Are the Raiders going to win any games without Carr, you think?
He's back this week, so no. So the answer to that question is no.
All right. I didn't realize he was back this week.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the Seahawks and the Rams. Now, Cooper Kupp, come on, you got to catch that ball in the end zone, man. Goff put it right there. It was a little, he had a reach for it, but you got to catch that football. That's a touchdown.
Fuck Cooper Kupp. I don't like that guy. He fucking bothers me.
Why?
Maybe it's his name. I don't know.
His name is annoying.
Fucking bothers me. But, I think everyone thinks he's better than he is because he's like a little like white slot receiver, so everyone thinks he's like the next fucking Julian Edelman or Amendola. Like, fuck this guy. He just bothers me.
No, I think he's all right, man.
Throw the ball to fucking Sammy Watkins. I'm sick of this shit. Why would you trade for him and then not even use him at all?
I don't know, man. But he's making other people open, I guess. I don't know. Well, you know what? Take the good with the bad because Todd Gurley's going nuts. All right.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, though. Maybe I don't know. I mean, he hasn't had any practice with him, I guess. You know, but he had one game where he went pretty good, but he didn't start.
Yeah, and then he got no targets like the week after. Like, how does that make any sense?
I don't get it.
This guy absolutely crushed it one week. You know what we should do next week? Yo, don't throw the ball to him at all.
I Rickrolled Donk this week. I gave him, I was like, yo, are you interested in training at Sammy Watkins? He's like, yeah, for what? And I'm like,
nothing, you bitch.
Second round pick 2019. I don't know what it was. It was whack.
I'm surprised Donk didn't pick up on that because I know you're like the world's foremost Sammy Watkins hater, so I wouldn't even entertain that. I would feel like, go fuck yourself.
So the Rams end up losing to the Seahawks. I think Seahawks is still the best team in that division, even though they looked pretty bad
the
first couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that was as much early in the season as you could say. I think it was a statement win for them, though, to go in and beat the Rams at home. Mm-hmm. But the Seahawks don't look great.
Nope. Here's the game that I missed in the afternoon game. This is why I was all confused. Panthers and the Lions. The Lions, through three quarters, looked like garbage, and then they finally started to come back at the end, but it was a little too late. Panthers, again, 4-1.
I think both these teams suck.
They're both...
I don't care what their records are. I think they're both fucking terrible.
I mean, the records say otherwise, man.
I hear you.
I agree with you. They win ugly. Both teams win ugly.
Not good. Nothing impresses me about either of them.
No. In this, I picked the Panthers, and you picked the Lions, so I guess I won that
one. I will say Cam Newton did have an impressive game that game. He threw a couple really nice balls.
He did.
That ball to Kelvin Benjamin down the sidelines, that 30-yard touchdown, that was a nice hit to one ball.
Now, here is my favorite game of the week. The Packers came into Dallas again, and the paternity test is back, and Aaron Rodgers is their father. Fact. If you're the Dallas man, that's got to be the most – he's got to put ice in your veins when you see Aaron Rodgers, man, because that guy bitches your team.
Oh, man. Because of my – closeness to the Zeke legal proceedings, I have quite a number of local Dallas beat writers and guys tied in, guys like that, on my Twitter timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you, 100% of them, when they scored that touchdown, were like, we're fucked. We left too much time. Everyone knew this was happening. Like, this was not a shock. Dallas, every single person watching that game, Dallas fans included, when they gave the ball back to Rodgers with a minute left, down by 4 or 5, whatever it was, they're like, we're definitely losing this game.
You're better off being down by 3 because at that point
we still kick a field goal and you got a chance in overtime.
Yeah, but but to go ahead by a touchdown, you're like, this game's over, man. This guy's getting in the end zone. And then when he avoided that sack, ran out of the pocket and ran for the first down and got out of bounds, you were like, Aaron Rodgers, the guy beside. If Brady wasn't in this league, he would be the best quarterback by far.
So Brady, I think, is the unquestioned GOAT. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone could ever argue that. But I will say, Brady, part of what Brady makes Brady the GOAT is a lot of this, I think, is intangibles and things like that, right? Physical skills. If you were building a quarterback in fucking Madden, physical skills, Aaron Rodgers, to me, is the greatest quarterback of all time. His physical ability and the plays he makes and the fucking balls he throws and the throws he makes on the run, things like that. Like, physically, he does nothing wrong.
He is not a scrambling quarterback, yet the man can scramble.
Scrambles when he needs to.
He could throw the ball deep.
And he can go scramble at the last minute. If he wants to throw the ball 65 yards on a dime right before the line of scrimmage, he will. Or if he wants to scramble and pull it down and run it, he'll beat you that way. Like, it's just insane the way that guy, he's just so goddamn good.
And the guy's a snake charmer with his hard counts, man. How many times do you see him get the D-line to jump off? And then when he does, like you said early in the year, he's throwing touchdown passes, bro. The guy is going deep, throwing touchdowns to Jordy Nelson.
He's got the unfortunate luck of playing with just the same era as Brady.
He's not like he's losing to Brady in the
No, I just mean like, accolades wise.
Oh. But I think when it's all said and done, his numbers, for Super Bowl,
correct,
will be
correct.
Better.
Correct. And Super Bowl, he won one of the Super Bowls, he won one of the MVPs, but his in season stats will be right up there.
How many MVPs is Brady have? Like one or two?
Two or three, I think. Doesn't he?
I don't think it's that many.
Really? I'm just guessing off the top of my head.
Remember, the first, like, up until he had Randy Moss.
I feel like he's won the last three, though. I'm just guessing. Again, I'm guessing off the top of my head.
Did he win last year?
Probably. Probably. He should have if he didn't.
But you know,
I'll pull it up. I'm curious now.
I think he's got two. I don't think he's got an insane amount of.
I know Brady. I think Rodgers has one.
Rodgers has one. I definitely know he has one. But Rodgers, I think that he's done more with less, because I want to say Belichick makes that team good. You know, because that's even when Brady got hurt, that team was still good that year. I think they won like 10 or 11 games.
Oh God, Matt Ryan won it last year.
Gross. Yeah, all right, that's who won it.
Brady's got two, mm-hmm. and Rodgers has one.
All right, but Aaron Rodgers, man, I think that
Peyton Manning has five. Fuck that guy.
Like, if Aaron Rodgers got hurt, like, you wouldn't have your backup come in there and win games. Like, when the Patriots like have a backup.
Oh, I'm sorry,
like,
do you not remember when Brett Hundley came in and threw seven touchdowns?
Who?
Brett Hundley.
Isn't that the old catcher for the
Mets?
Sorry,
I'm wrong. So no, that Matt was Todd Flynn, you mean? That was Todd Hundley. Brett Hundley was the backup quarterback on the Packers last year, but I got my names mixed.
Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn came in and threw seven touchdowns.
You got him a big contract.
System quarterback. No, I totally agree with what you're saying.
I got him a big contract to sit behind Russell Wilson.
It is hard to discern how much of Brady is Belichick and how much of Belichick is Brady. They are so infused.
They're yin and yang.
Yes.
But what I'm saying
Rodgers
is
Rodgers has no yang. It's just Rodgers.
Not that they can go far in the playoffs, but like to get them through like when he was suspended, they could plug in a quarterback and
for sure.
But I don't think it's the same if Rodgers went down.
No,
that team's
I agree. And Rodgers has played with a garbage offensive line most of his career. Brady's always had a pretty good O line.
Dallas, what do you think, man? Do they come back after this? Man, this is another big loss.
They're toast.
Are they toast?
They just lost Zeke for six games. It's over.
He's officially done for six games.
I wouldn't say officially, but 75% probably. So right. I mean, they're. Pack it in Dallas. It was a good run you had. Nice little 1 year.
We both picked the Packers on this. Yep. Obviously, that was good for us. We're down to like one or two more games here. But then we have the Sunday night game, the Chiefs at the Texans. This was a snooze fest through the first half, but then like, I started blowing up, man, with the Houston started coming back because the Chiefs were just. Charkendrick Westing them to death. It was a vulture and touchdowns. Yeah. And then in the second half, they started coming back to the Texans. Watson, through three starts, is looking really good, man.
So I hated a little bit on Watson last week because he'd only done it against the Patriots. So I will say for sure he looked like a stud the last two games. He's killing it. My favorite thing about Watson probably is just his lack of give a fuck. Like, I mean, that guy will just take the ball and just chuck it 70 yards, like, no regard, like, whatever. Like, he's like, I hope someone's open, if they're not, whatever. Like,
he's hitting, what's his face, Hopkins
and Fuller.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, that guy will throw the ball deep. He doesn't give a shit.
If the other guy didn't get his quarterback, his tight ends killed, he would have had a TJ Fedorowicz out there too, or some tight end.
I will say about Watson, 9 of his last 40 passes have gone for touchdowns. Slightly unsustainable. Don't forget, for a week here, this earlier this season, Trevor Siemian was the best quarterback in the NFL. So I don't know. Watson, I think Watson for sure looks like he's all the makings of a future stud. Great athlete, can run a little bit.
And you put a lot into draft stock too. Draft capital.
Yeah, for sure. Look, he's got everything going for him in his favor. All I'm saying, this is not sustainable.
No, it's not.
The guy's not throwing 4 or 5 TDs a week.
No, but I think that he'll be good. I think he's on pace. Him or Fournette, rookie of the year now.
For sure.
Kansas City.
I forgot Kareem Hunt.
I forgot about Kareem Hunt.
It's a three-way race.
Yeah, you're right. We both picked the Chiefs on this. For the first time, you picked the Chiefs.
Team Chiefs. Woo! See,
that was a difference in the things. Is usually pick against the Chiefs. That would have gave me another game on you. Minnesota Monday Night Game. Minnesota at the Bears. This was 2-0 for like three quarters.
Truth Biscay's first career start.
What didn't he look too bad considering
okay.
He's facing a really good defense and he had no one to throw to.
And he's only replacing Mike Glennon, so I mean, sure.
Yeah, I think that he didn't look bad. Obviously they're gonna have a good pick. You got to get this guy a weapon. That's number one. I think that also, why aren't you playing Tyree Cohen? Like, you jocked him the first 2 weeks, and now it's like, again, who is that? Betty Cunningham was out
there?
Yeah,
fuck out of here.
We just talked shit about Betty Cunningham last week.
That guy shouldn't be on an NFL roster. I mean, like, it's crazy to me because it's like, you look at it objectively, and it's like, okay, well, they played this Tyree Cohen guy 60% snaps, and their offense is actually moving. He's like the only guy doing anything. And then it's like, let's not play him so much. Like, they have no one else.
Nah. I picked the Bears in this. You picked the Vikings. So that was that. I ended the week at 7-6-1. You ended the week at 9-5, giving you a grand total of 37-40, and myself 37-40-1. I'm sorry, you're 38-40. I'm 37-40-1.
Boom.
Crushing it. What was the tie, by the way?
You pushed on the Carolina game.
Carolina. All right. Let's go this week in the pick. Well, actually, let's review the one game. We both picked the Thursday night game, which was...
You're already up 1-0 on me.
Yeah, I'm up 1-0, which is not, it's not listed on this, right?
It's not listed on there, no. But all right, it was Carolina -3, and you picked Philly, and I picked Carolina.
All right, so Philly.
I got that one wrong.
And I got that one right. Okay, yeah, so again, Carson Wentz, 3 touchdown passes last night. Look, he's looking legit.
I can't say a bad word about the guy. Carson Palmer is making a bid to get back on the watch list.
Cam Newton, you mean?
Cam Newton, yeah. I said Carson Palmer. Yeah. Same thing. Cam Newton, week in and week out, outside of a few nice throws he made a week ago, he just looks fucking terrible. He could have had 5 picks yesterday.
Well, first of all, was it 4th-and-1? Can you throw the ball to fucking CMC like in anywhere he can catch that shit? Like, what the fuck, guy? It was 4th-and-1 or QB sneak it. Like, what are you thinking? I don't get the whole let's keep running.
Jay Stu,
he's terrible.
He's bad.
At least, I mean, you draft this guy 8th overall, and he's the only guy in that backfield that's doing anything with the ball.
I mean, like I said when they drafted him, and like I said now, I don't think he's a running back. I mean, he is what he is. He plays a position running back. I get that. I don't think he's ever the kind of guy who's going to get 15 to 20 carries.
That's fine. But, I mean, stop giving the ball to Jay Stu.
That's a different question. Yeah, he's bad. I mean, I just don't run the ball that much, maybe. Like,
Well, they're kind of running it through CMC, but they're passing it to him.
Yeah, 10 catches last week. Yeah. He's been catching the shit out of the ball.
Philadelphia, another 3 touchdowns for Wentz. Ertz looking good too, man. He's having a great season.
Yep.
Aguilar, another touchdown pass. He's looking good. And that defense did what they needed to do. Got 2 turnovers.
I'm surprised, as good as that team has been and as much as they've been rolling, the offense rolling, Wentz been rolling, Alshon. Yeah.
Not much.
He was a big high profile. That $15 million they paid him, like,
well, there was a couple of times he had a chance that to catch a big pass that the defender just got the better of him, you know. And, like, you pay a guy $15 million to
win those 50-50 balls.
Yeah, and he wasn't doing it.
I mean, I'm sure Alshon's a huge dude. He's definitely bigger and jumped higher than any DB that's facing him. So.
Absolutely. So I was a little shocked on that because I was watching it and being like, damn, Alshon, I thought you were supposed to be nasty and you're getting played by one-on-one coverage. You know, it wasn't like a safety came over or something like that. It was – one-on-one with the quarterback. All right, so let's start with this week and our pick-ems for this week. All right, so 1 p.m. Let's what we got here: Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons. I'm gonna have to go. That Falcons are getting 12.5. Whew. And it's in Atlanta. You know what? Atlanta's, I think, annoyed at that Buffalo beat. And Miami, they're terrible, man. I'm going to go Falcons on this. I don't care how high the score is.
Hashtag never Dolphins. I'm going with the Falcons as well.
All right. Green Bay Packers at Minnesota. Mike, who we got?
I'm taking Green Bay on the road, -3.
I'm agree with you there. I'm not.
I mean, the Case Keenum Adam Thielen show is not doing much for me.
No Cook.
No Cook. No Diggs. No Bradford. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, there.
Detroit at New Orleans. New Orleans giving up 4.5 here to Detroit. I want to say that this is a trap game here. I think New Orleans Saints beats them up. I think that they, like you said, they're not that good, and New Orleans always plays good at home, and they haven't really shown what they could do this year.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think this is the game the Saints get right and just blow the doors off them offensively. I think they put up 30, 40 points.
35-21 or something like that.
Yeah, I think this game, the over in this game has gone from 44 to 47 since it opened. And it looks like it's 50 unless you're here now. So, yeah, I mean, this is just people are hammering that over.
Here we have game one of the biannual teabagging of the New York Jets versus the New England Patriots. Mike, they're giving up 9 points away. Who do you got here?
I still got to take the Patriots here. I mean, the Patriots, I think, looked defensively the best they've looked all season last week against Tampa Bay. The Jets try as hard as I can to lose every week.
You know what? You're going to succeed this week, Jets. I don't think that the other team's going to give it up to you. The Patriots, they're going to cruise past the Jets like usual. Who said that? Oh, T.Y., I don't know if you listened to this.
TK.
TK, I don't know if you listened to this, but I don't really remember them playing them too close.
I think that's a fair point. Under Rex Ryan, if you look at those matchups, I think they played them pretty close almost every game.
Well, let me get to what I was about to say. Since Rex Ryan was on the squad, you know, like this was like, what, 5-6 years ago at this point?
Yeah, I mean, this was the only thing Rex Ryan clearly cared about.
Well, technically, the Buff Bumble game was Rex Ryan.
Clearly, I know that. But, like, clearly the only thing Rex Ryan cared about any season was like, okay, don't lose by the Patriots to too many points. Like, that's the only thing. His number one goal all offseason he worked on was, like, how to stay close with the Patriots. Not beat them, but at least not lose by too much.
You don't want to get blown out. The back page, you know, it's going to be rough otherwise. All right, so San Francisco at a Washington Redskins.
11 points.
I got to go San Francisco on this. I don't think Washington's that great, and I don't think San Francisco's I just don't think Washington's that great. San Francisco's like just going to hang in there and not lose by 11.
I'm going to take Washington. I think this is a get-right week for their offense as well. I think Kirk Cousins shows out. I think Jameson Crowder gets going. Terrell Pryor gets going. I mean, I think this team finally puts up 30 points.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chicago Bears at the Baltimore Ravens.
-6.5. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Baltimore, who I expect to make life very miserable for a young Mitchell Trubisky.
I kind of want to take the Bears and the points just because the Ravens suck too. Like, are they? Well, they're, you know what? They're winning that division. You know what? Fuck, I'm going with the. I'll go with the Ravens. I'll go with the Ravens. The Ravens somehow blow up teams and then they just can't score a point. I don't know. I don't have a good grasp on the Ravens, so I'm not going to bet against them. Cleveland Brown at the Houston Texans, 9.5. I want to say that the Houston Texans falter a little bit. No, nah, what am I playing? It's fucking Browns, bro. Fucking Texans for sure in this one.
I gave a little foreshadowing earlier, but I am back on the Cleveland. I'm back on that bullshit.
No way.
Dude, I think Kevin Hogan keeps the game close. Houston's secondary is a complete joke. Browns might lose this game, but I think they lose by 6-7 points.
Has Kevin Hogan taken his vitamins and said his prayers?
Like, oh, yeah. He's about to run wild on these Houston Texans DBs.
I don't know. 4 o'clock games. Tampa Bay at the Arizona Cardinals. This is a game of the of fortitude, I want to say. But damn, dog. I think I picked the last one first.
All right. I'm going to take Tampa Bay -1.5 on the road. I think that defense is getting healthier, and Arizona Cardinals have the worst offensive line in the league, I think, judging by my totally accurate eyeballs. I think Tampa Bay just fucking trounces them.
I want to agree with you on that. The Rams at the Jaguars. Now, this is kind of a sexy matchup, which, you know, week one, you would think this matchup would be pretty rough.
Yeah, this would be like a Thursday night game.
For sure.
Fucking blow your brains
this
out.
This has Thursday night game written all over, but now there's a lot of fantasy in this. Yeah, there's a lot. It looks like a good game. I gotta go Saxonville, man. I like Saxonville now.
On an even week?
You know what? Fournette, you got that D. Their passing game's pretty rough, but the Rams haven't shown me too much other than Gurley, you know?
I'm gonna agree with you. I'm gonna as well go Jacksonville.
Oh, here's a good one. And somewhere Feinberg is his ears perked up. Pittsburgh Steelers at Kansas City Chiefs. Mike, who are you taking?
So, to me, this is my second Bills-Broncos game of the season. This line, Pittsburgh Steelers just got fucking trounced by the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They're on the road in Kansas City, and it's only 4.5 points? That's fucking sketchy to me. It's shady. Vegas wants you to take KC. I'm not falling for it, Vegas. I already beat you on Buffalo. I'm going to beat you again. I'm taking the fucking Steelers. The fact that it's against KC and I get to rub it in fucking Feinberg's face makes it even better. Give me Pittsburgh +4.5.
Mike, I'm picking KC for you. I got you next to me at heart. I'm a believer. I'm a KC believer now. I'm believing Alex Smith. I believe in the whole squad. Tyreek, Hunt, that D, everything about him. I think that they're going to the bowl this year, unless they got to go through New England, which New England's doing their best to make them not go through New England. The Chargers at the Raiders.
So this is NL, but it's actually Raiders -3.5.
-3.5 for the Raiders? Yeah. I want to say that the Chargers get another win here. I don't think that the Raiders are playing that well, and the Chargers had a lot of unlucky bounces this year. I think they're not as bad as they are as their record.
I agree with everything you just said, but I'm going to take the Raiders because at some point I just don't think it's luck. I just think they're destined to lose bad.
Chargers, that was your fucking dark horse pick to win the goddamn division. You're going to go against the Chargers now?
You picked the Giants to win the Super Bowl. They're going to go 0-16.
I also picked Cheese to go 0-16, and that didn't happen either. Greatest prognosticator in the game. All right, we got Sunday Night Football, and luckily the Giants are playing, so I could totally avoid Sunday night. I don't have to watch it. There's no fantasy implications because neither offense has anyone I'd ever own, so I could just go to bed. New York Giants at Denver Broncos. Denver's
given up 11.5. The question is, I'm definitely picking Denver. The real question is, how high would that number have to be to get me to pick the Giants? And you know what? I'm not even sure. 17 points?
It was 17 points.
17 points to pick the Giants, maybe? Sure. I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Giants score more than 6 points this game, probably. So the question is, how many points are the Broncos going to score? And I don't know. But the Giants completely seem like they've given up on the season. Rodgers Cromartie is fucking out. I mean, he's done with this bullshit. I mean, they're toast.
I want to say the Giants break up the spread. They just break. I don't know, they're gonna lose, but I see the Giants break up the spread. They like doing that. We can skip Monday night too.
Hold on, let me get an updated line for this one too, because this was it says NL because Mariota wasn't gonna play. So give me a second.
This is two terrible primetime games, and we're only in week six. Somehow this Thursday night game was real good, and these two, Monday and Sunday, are terrible. We got Indianapolis Colts at the Tennessee Titans in the game of pretty much, I don't know what really, but who are we watching? We're watching Brissett versus Castle? Is that or are we watching Mariota? Is he playing?
Mariota, I think, is expected to play, but, you know, we won't know for sure.
All right, Launchpad, you going to start him? Or are you going to start your boy Hoyer?
Yeah, he's probably going to start. Oh, because Russell Wilson's on a bye. That's a good point. He has to start Hoyer because it's a Monday night game, so he can't wait and find out. That was his whole problem. He still should have started Eli. I'm trying to pull up the current spread on this game. Give me 1 second here.
We're all waiting for the spread. You know what? I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna say it was like -3 for Tennessee, I believe.
-3 for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Are we going to just play for -3?
Give me 1 second. It's actually loading here.
So, I can't believe that just the quality of these Sunday night games, and we're only in week six.
The Monday night games?
That's what I'm saying. The primetime games are terrible.
Well, Doc was saying that they eventually, soon enough, they get to flex out the Sunday night game, so at least that will improve.
Who would you even flex? I'd flex the Rams-Jaguars. That's who I would make Sunday night game.
That's a fair point. I mean, I would flex Steelers-Chiefs. But
Steelers have been pretty rough.
I hear you. It's just a fair point.
I think the sexier game is, I mean, realistically, sexier team is the Chiefs, but I think the sexier game is the Rams Jaguars. So,
Mariota, 7.5 for Tennessee.
Oh, damn. 7.5 Tennessee. Okay. I'm going to go take the Indianapolis Colts then. Tennessee's shown me nothing, man. I don't know.
I kind of agree with you. I'm going to take the Colts as well. Fuck the Titans. They're terrible.
All right, Mike. Who is your Craig Carton lock it up of the week this week?
Give me Green Bay at Minnesota.
That was mine too. I'm on the Aaron Rodgers train for sure. All right, let's get into the league. All right, so let's review. I mean, might as well go into my shame first.
Shame.
I lost to Herman, gave him his first win. I got played. I knew it was in a bad way when Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn were on byes, and I was like, I got no one to play against this guy. Not that that would have helped. He beat me by 53. The good win by Herman. He gets off the schneid. The second he gets off the schneid, though, he's like, I'm a contender. You know, I still think you suck, Herman, but you suck less than me. Like
that week he did, at least.
Yeah. Oh, I think going forward, too. My team's rough. Well, I mean, I guess the emergence of Carson Wentz.
Herman's team. It's not like Herman's team is a juggernaut.
I've had too many injuries and just bad things going wrong for me this year. Herman, your team's old, too. My team's at least young. They all come back next year. Moving on, Wiz at Miller. Miller loses his first game. What's the deal? What happened?
I told you last week, man. I'm due.
I put you in first. That's why you.
The shit is cyclical, man. I mean, you can't be scoring 180 points every week. Like, teams shit. It's bound to come down to earth.
Wiz, he's getting it in. He's 105 points.
Aaron Jones revenge game. Fucking Aaron Jones.
He paid like $90 for him.
If it gets you a win, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. 90 free agent bucks for a win. I'll take it.
Yeah.
First loss for Miller. Wiz win. That's big for Wiz. The buzzsaw is back. Kuhn versus Feinberg. Feinberg gets back on track. A solid 111-99 win over. I'm sorry, that's not Kuhn.
No.
That's Steve. Steve, man.
He put up a pretty good fight considering that lineup he rolled out there.
This is true, but Steve, you're our defending champion, man. You're having a rough go so far this year. You're not really being that defending champion. I don't know. You're not a scary team. Feinberg, you're back on track. Good for you. Now it's cheese as coal. Me down on the penny. Sty, my Dammy, Beasley.
Don't say it.
Crush, Donk. Now, the only thing that I've been right about in this league this year is that Donk's team is trash.
That is fair. That is totally fair.
Donk not only loses to Cheese by 56, he loses ODB. He's done. He is officially.
Donk's in fire sale mode. He just traded away Cam Newton. He traded away someone else.
To Feinberg. Feinberg finally has got a quarterback.
That's true.
Donk, you took a bad loss here to Cheese, of all people.
Not good.
That's going to hurt you in the power rank.
Donk was pretty low already. I don't know.
No, me and him moved up a little bit. It was like, really? It was Feinberg. Well, obviously, wasn't going to stay there. And Herm. Now we have Kuhn versus Launchpad. Launchpad, your team, it's
over.
Peaked.
It was a good 2 weeks. It was a good run.
You know what?
You know, much like Cheese likes to tout his third place finish in like 2014 or whatever it was, like to this day, yes. He has got like that trophy. He's going to hang in his room that he made himself. He paid for himself and he's got it. He bought it. Launchpad is going to have like his like, yo, remember when I was third in Cats of Power Rankings in week two in like 2017, like 4 years from now.
He's going to keep listening to that podcast over and over again.
I mean, that's literally was the highlight of his season, of his career.
For sure.
And it's all downhill. Cook's done. Parker's done. Diggs is done. I mean, put a fucking fork in this team.
Yeah, I want to say
just traded away. Who did you trade away? Just traded away Jamal Charles. He's accepted fate.
Yeah, I think that going forward, he's going to be not winning too many games. I think you're on your way down. Getting a good pick again.
Tried to pick up Eli Manning for the tank bowl versus Herman.
And then
this week.
You puppeteered him to pick him back up Hoyer. Dude, it's like, come on. Then our last game of the week is Woods versus James. Woods gets a good win. James
Fournette. I mean, Fournette power.
That was double because
James
loves the Steelers
fan. Yeah, that's got to be the worst. Just watching your team get fucking ran over literally and getting killed by fantasy.
Yeah, so it was a double negative for James right there. And Woods is back into his winning ways. Let's take a look at this week. I am playing.
You're off to a good start. And you have 50 points this week already?
I have 49 point whatever. But I played Wentz. I played
CMC.
My kicker. CMC.
Yeah.
Cheese got the dicks on, bro. And
Cheese got dicks on.
He got dicks on right in the mouth. by Dixon, and he only scored like 5 points, something like that. Not a good start. I want to say, Cheese, for all that shit talking about how teams doesn't suck, you're going to lose to me?
I want to put it out there right now. If you beat Cheese, you should get to rename his team.
I 100% agree.
Cheese, unless you disagree with this in the next 12 hours, that's reality.
Yeah, I'm
that's
posting this right after, so yeah. I mean, you have ample time.
You got 12 hours to listen to this and disagree with it. And yeah. Give a reason why.
It's Cheese Lino and Cheese Lino
and Barnes. I like it.
Alright, I love it. Cheese, I like it, man. So who we got here? Who's winning this? I mean,
I think you got it. Yeah, I mean, you also no way about a bet against you. You got 50-point head start. Like,
I want to say before the 50-point start, I would have gone with Cheese, but now I got the 50-point start. I'm gonna go with myself.
I agree with you. I think that's fair.
I am like the Jets. I do not know how to tank. I'm
trying to tank, and it is not working.
Yeah. I'm gonna slightly hurt your second overall pick. Actually, no, it doesn't matter because we do lotto, and I crush the lotto. For two straight years, I've gotten the top two in the lotto. So, next game is Feinberg versus Wiz. This is basically one versus two or one versus three right here. You and him.
This is a battle of heavyweights.
So this is great for you. You get to sit back and watch these two. One of them has to lose, so you get to obviously watch one of them lose. I like Feinberg's team. He got a quarterback. Even though Cam threw four picks or something like that.
A ton of rushing yards this week.
Yeah, like 100 rushing yards, and he threw a touchdown and ran for a touchdown, so he still had a good game.
Yeah.
I think Wiz is trouble. I like Feinberg in this.
I think it'll be close. I'm going to go with Feinberg.
Yep. Oh, here's a good one. Donker, without OBJ, without Cam Newton.
Without Sammy Watkins.
Without Sammy Watkins versus Steve. I think this is a layup for Steve.
Steve has got this in the bag. Yeah. I mean, this is...
Donk, I told you, your team was trash, bro. Week one. I was like, your team's no good. You thought you were going to the fucking Super Bowl here. And, Second straight year. You know, that's got to be the craziest turnaround for Donk. He got, he won the entire thing, and then he's like, got too arrogant and pompous, traded Devonta Freeman to Steve for...
Two firsts.
Which, I think he traded away?
It seemed like good value at the time. I totally think it was a good theoretical trade, but that's the problem with good theoretical value trade. It's not always a good trade.
You're always for the player, not for the
pick. That's the thing, right? It's like you still trade away your guys producing every day, day in and day out. Like so,
because again, Devonta Freeman was a top three running back last year.
Yeah, and this year he'll be top five. Like,
yeah, he's up there. He's a guy a must start every week.
You don't think about it.
Yeah. Tank is in with you.
Well, and Donk, but then so the last year you're like, oh, you know, off year for Donk, blah, 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 whatever. It got like 19 first round picks last year. Rebuilds, comes out hot, drafts Marshawn Lynch, clearly in win now mode,
which is I think is really going to hurt him because one, Lynch isn't doing anything, so it's not like he's got like a great trade chip right now.
Correct.
And two, he wasted a first round pick. He could have had Kareem Hunt, or he could have had Kamara, or he could have had OJ. I think I picked OJ Howard before him, but he could have had one of those two, which look like they're going to be. Well, one's already a stud.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt's already in. I'm so stud. No, you're right. I'm sure he would do things differently if he could, but yeah.
But honestly, he left a lot of sorry about that.
No problem.
He left a lot of people. He left a lot of people on the board, and that's why I don't want to ever draft a veteran, regardless of anything like that, just because you're wasting a first round pick on a guy who's giving you 1 year.
Correct.
So
agreed.
Got Launchpad versus Herman.
This is the. Sponsored by Fritos, the Shark Tank, the Shark Tank Bowl of the week.
Well, the thing is, I think that neither of them think they're tanking. Justin still thinks he's going to the playoffs.
Everybody puts on a good face because nobody wants to be accused of tanking like Herman was, and then have to spend all day defending yourself and doing a bad job.
Miami defense in England against the Saints. Come on,
Feinberg must start.
Yeah. Feinberg, get involved already.
Launchpad tried to pick up and start Eli Manning this week, and I went to two ranking sites that I use pretty frequently, and he was literally the 28th on bye weeks is the worst option in fantasy rank on both sites.
Who we got here? To be honest with you,
it's gotta be Herman because, unfortunately, Herman stupidly.
China wins
is playing Deshaun Watson when he should be playing Rivers, and Launchpad. I don't think Launchpad's gonna have a roster to start. I mean, Parker's hurt, Diggs is hurt. He traded away like half his roster. Like I'm not sure he can field the team. Who does he have?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I'm gonna go with Herman here as well. I think that
Launchpad's gonna score 40 points this week.
He's definitely gonna get that disco error. Woods versus Kuhn. I got Kuhn in this. I think that Kuhn's team, you know, is pretty decent, and Woods, it's not that great. Yeah,
yeah, only 180 yards, 2 touchdowns.
I don't know if he's gonna carry him like he did last week, because even when that he had that game out of Fournette, Woods only scored what the hell is Woods' team name? Shane Falco. He only scored 117 points, and that guy had like what 30 something points
at least. Yeah,
like So I'm gonna go with Murray.
I gotta agree with you. I think he was.
And then our last game of the week is Fat Rob James versus Miller. Time you. I'm going to go with you. I think that... actually, you don't got Ezekiel Elliott anymore.
He's on a bye week, so I certainly don't have him this week.
Yeah. No, I'm still going to go with you. I think that your team... You've taken a couple hits right now with Zeke and then with Cooper. But hopefully, Carr gets back with Cooper, but I'm going to still go with you.
I'm going to say James. My team's not in a good spot. I'm in a bit of a slide. I got some bye week issues this week, and I got some tough matchups. I got Xavier Rhodes. I got Patrick Peterson. It's just things are not working my way right now, but, you know, I got off to a good start this season, so
I got time
to turn it around.
Who's the Discoware Award this week?
It's got to be Launchpad.
I'm going to have to
– If he breaks 75 points, I'll be shocked.
I'm going to have to agree with you here. It's the Launchpad. His team is in disarray.
Bro, he's starting Brian Hoyer. Going off memory, he's starting Brian Hoyer, Chris Thompson. I don't think he has a second running back, so probably just an empty spot. his receivers are DeSean Jackson is his number one receiver. Alan Hearns is his number two. I don't think he has a number three.
Jermaine Kearse?
Does he have? Yeah, sorry, you're right. Oh, Jermaine Kearse and Jerron Brown probably in the flex. Mm-hmm. So he's got those two fucking clowns. And Hunter Henry, a tight end. 75 points is a stretch, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to agree with you there. And then who's going ham? Who's getting the high score of the week?
I'll go Feinberg.
Feinberg? I like it. I'm going to have to go... I'm gonna go Wiz.
Ooh.
I like Wiz's team. He's the buzzsaw, bro. He's gonna keep.
Didn't you pick Feinberg over Watts?
Wiz's face. I'm looking at the wrong week. He's facing Don. I'm bad. I'm gonna go.
I'm fine if you want to pick. It seems a little inconsistent.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong week. I'm gonna go. You know what? I'm gonna go Kuhn. I like Kuhn this week. I'm not gonna pick myself, even though I got a 50 point lead. But
I thought about picking you.
Well, it's only because the only reason why, but the rest, I still got Michael Thomas to go, and but
tough
the rest
matchup facing Darius Slay, but yeah.
All right, so we got a new segment here. We're gonna try out Miller. I'm gonna. You're the puppet master. You work your verbal magic to make people doubt their own decisions. Now that we know that most of the league does listen to this podcast, I'm gonna play with that, and I'm gonna have you dissect their team a little bit in a little segment we like to call the Puppet Master. All right, Miller, I'm gonna have you pick who to start here for Launchpad's team. Alan Hearns.
Launchpad does no choice, bro. He's got to start everyone.
No, I looked at their team. Right. There's an odd man out here.
Okay.
Alan Hearns at wide receiver against the LA Rams or Jermaine Kearse.
Hold on. Wait, rewind a second. Did you look at Launchpad's team and assume Devontae Parker and Stephon Diggs are not playing?
No. Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I went through the team and...
The way he's got enough receivers that he can bench one of these
Hearns
two guys.
Hearns was on the outside. He was playing DeSean Jackson. He was playing Jermaine Kearse. Hearns was on the outside. There was another receiver in there.
All right. Jerron Brown, probably.
Yeah, that was the guy.
So what was the question now? Hearns or...
Alan Hearns or Jermaine Kearse?
Jets are facing... The Patriots, Jacksonville.
No, I told you Jacksonville's facing the Rams and the Jets are facing the Patriots.
I would keep Kearse.
Keep Kearse. All right, moving on to Kuhn's squad. James White against the Jets or Latavius Murray against the Packers.
I would play James White here.
Mm-hmm. All right, Woods' squad. Mike Williams. He's coming, you know, first game
yeah.
in Oakland or Kendall Wright at Baltimore. It's like your known evil versus your unknown evil.
You know, I'm probably going to go Mike Williams here. I don't necessarily think he's the better play, but I think Woods needs that shocker special 80 yards, two touchdowns potential that Mike Williams, even having never played a game, has a higher ceiling than Kendall Wright.
Wright,
his ceiling doesn't exist.
It's like, if you get you 10 points, you're like, thank God.
Right. So I don't think Wiz needs that in his life. I think he needs to roll for the swing for the fences here.
James, this is against you now.
Ah, even better.
Eric Ebron at New Orleans or Zach Miller at Baltimore?
Ebron is unstartable. He is a fucking dumpster fire. He doesn't even play anymore. Daniel Fells caught two touchdowns last weekend. You cannot start Ebron. If you start Ebron, you're asking for it.
I'm going to end with that.
Ebron has 0 point downside.
All right. My team, Cats. George Kittle at tight end at Washington or Austin Hooper at tight end at Miami?
Spark superstar. George Kittle coming off a heater. I love Kittle this week, but I'm going to say Hooper this week. No Mohamed Sanu. They said that, what's his face, that third receiver, Jeff Hardy, whatever the guy's name is. Jeff Hardy.
Gabriel?
No, Gabriel's number two receiver, but that's Sanu there. But Jeff Hardy, they said, will not play any extended snaps in his absence. So I think Hooper gets some of that work. I think this could be the week Hooper kind of gets it going.
Cheese's team.
I do like Kittle as well, though.
Cheese's team. Alex Smith versus Pittsburgh or Jameis Winston at Arizona?
I'm going to have to go Alex Smith here. Jameis Winston, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Alex Smith, pretty bad, but much better matchup.
Mm-hmm. Wiz's team. Frank Gore at that's who he plays for. Frank Gore at Tennessee versus Jerick McKinnon. I forget who I wrote their teams instead of who they were playing.
He's playing at Green Bay.
At Green Bay.
Or home versus Green Bay, rather.
Yeah.
But home versus Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Caveat, thanks to everyone's bitching and complaining, this trade's going to be reversed and Woods might not have McKinnon, so that might be an easy answer. But McKinnon over Gore if Woods has McKinnon.
Because they said that Marlon Mack's not ready for the load. It's still going to be Gore.
Yeah, but it's still going to be a committee.
Mm-hmm. All right. Feinberg's team. Marvin Jones Jr.
Wells. Max.
At New Orleans or John Brown at Tampa Bay.
John Brown. Marvin Jones Jr. I don't hear you. He's the Torrey Smith of Feinberg's.
He led the team in targets last week.
I'm never playing him.
Donk's team. Sammy Watkins at Jacksonville or Jeremy Maclin at Chicago. At home versus Chicago.
The irony of this being a 45-minute argument I had with Keown and other people this offseason about these two specific players, the answer is Maclin. As sad as that is, banged up. Watkins would be a terrible play most weeks against Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville. He's an unplayable play, even though I am playing him in multiple leagues because I fucking teams are terrible.
Steve, Jared Goff at Jacksonville or Matt Ryan at QB? Matt Ryan at Miami. Not every team had a really debatable.
Steve's team has like 7 usable players and the rest are garbage, so like there's no debate with Steve's team. Yeah, I mean, it's clearly Matt Ryan. There's no QB,
or Jared Goff?
There's no QB controversy on Steve's team.
Herman, Mike Wallace against Chicago or Taylor Gabriel against Miami?
I'm going to go Taylor Gabriel here. No Sanu. Taylor Gabriel leads the team in red zone targets. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Taylor.
Finally, you. Carlos Hyde at Washington or Tariq Cohen at Baltimore?
I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde, who I am indeed starting.
No Tariq Cohen hype train is over?
He's untrustworthy right now. I think Washington's got a pretty shitty run defense, so I'm hoping Hyde gets back on track.
All right. Finally, last thing, what everyone's been waiting for, the official power rankings of the league week six. All right, number 12. The only reason why I'm not number 12 is because you lost OBJ, Donk. I mean, like, OBJ, I don't know, Odell Beckham. You lost Odell Beckham and you lost to Cheese.
That is the double whammy.
Double whammy of pain that you are receiving. Your team below, you just traded Cam. You're 12, bro. You're a solid 12. I'm not.
Get interrupt for 1 second. Sorry, you can go back to your power ranking in a second. But what do you think of the decision to Donk to trade away Cam? Great. I've been his biggest critic in the world. Has not been very good. But for what looks to be a probably pretty late first, I mean, Cam is young. Donk, well, he's got to assume he's competing next year, right?
Like, if I'm Donk, I would say this is a bad trade because he drafts like shit. he's drafted Corey Davis, who, I mean, it's only the first couple games, but he's already hurt. He drafted Lynch, which was a huge error. John Ross
has not gotten on the field.
John Ross, I think for you to have that many picks and not have one of them do anything is astounding.
It's true.
You didn't put any of them in your fucking, what was it, taxi squad, which was shocking to me. Like, I've learned now that, like, you got to put your first round pick in your taxi squad because it's super protected. It's, you know, picked by a first and a second. Like, unless you have an Ezekiel Elliott where you know
or straight Marshawn Lynch or someone.
But but that's a mistake. I'm saying that was just a mistake to draft him there. But, like, Leonard Fournette, you knew day one, he's the guy.
Correct.
So,
Correct. Okay,
there's no point. But, like, you know, Corey Davis, you don't know what the deal was because you had Rashard Matthews, you had, you know, Decker. I would have put him in the taxi squad. And you're.
I mean, Donk is now committing to Matthew Stafford for his, like, the.
No,
the entirety of his team.
He fucking claimed Mitchell Trubisky off me. He's the third fucking guy this guy has claimed off.
I understand, but you're presumably not going to let him go.
I know, man.
So he's my only point is he's committing to Matt Stafford for next year and beyond.
I just can't. I don't know. I want to let him go because I don't want to fucking this guy on my roster. And I just traded for Derek Carr. So, like, this guy's, like, and Wentz is legit in my mind. So I have two quarterbacks. I don't need Trubisky, but, like, if Trubisky ends up being real good, I only got a third round pick for him.
You gotta get at least a second.
I'm just gonna drop Kenny Stills and bring him up. I think Kenny Stills is just dead. He's the lamest.
Get ready, guys. Get ready. Next week, 3 a.m. Everyone's staying up to pick up Kenny Stills.
Number 11, not by too far, is me. I don't got much going on except for the rise of Carson Wentz. Herman, yeah, you move up, you beat me. Your team still blows. Launchpad, number 9. Welcome to the bottom, bud. You know what?
Get comfortable.
Make your bed. Check the mail. You're here for a minute. Woods, you're pretty much where you are at 8. Steve, you again, 7. I don't think you're making the playoffs this year. I think your team.
Wow. Shots fired.
I just don't like your team all around. I think you're picking in the top 6. Does he have a pick, actually?
He does not. He has, like, no picks for the rest.
Who
of
has
the,
his pick? Cheese has his pick.
Cheese has his pick.
Can you imagine the cheese? That was going to be a good move for
Cheese.
That
would be a great trade for Cheese if he can finish ahead of Steve.
Well, it doesn't even matter if they both in the bottom 6. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it still matters. I mean, a 7 pick versus a 9 or a 10 it's actually a pretty meaningful difference.
All right.
But yeah, look, if Cheese can finish ahead of Steve, it's a complete fuck you.
Yeah. So number 6, James, bad loss. I still think that you're in the top 6 here. 5, Kuhn. 4 is Cheese. I'm basically putting him up this high because
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Should have put him number 1.
No, he can't be number 1 because he's Cheese. And he's got to prove it. That team sucks. I'm about to beat this guy. he's about to be back down to 3-3. Like, you know, he was peacocking all week. I'm like, oh, my team, oh, four, more like no four. And then you lose to, like, a team with 1-4. Yeah, shut up, Cheese. No one wants to hear it.
Number 4, more like not for long.
Yeah. Number 3, Miller. Bad loss, man. 90 like points it. To not about it.
Keep pushing me down.
Number 2, Feinberg. Another a big win. You're back on track. Number 1.
Wow.
You gotta beat the champ. Like Ric Flair always says, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. I like it, Wiz. You're the buzzsaw. You take the motherfuckers down one by one. You're number 1 in the power rankings this week. All right, man. Let's finish it up and watch the game, the Yankee game, that is. So until next week, man, we'll see you later. You came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that thing and get it on. Plank to fit it on. Came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that. Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Say you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cut a after we done, it wasn't worth that. So we am responsible for bringing.